workers.
We're doing emergency fundraising so that we can make sure we have extra food available.
Israel says one of four dead hostages returned as part of a peace agreement in Hamas is a Palestinian. That leaves the remains of 21 Israelis still missing. Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke exclusively with CBS Morning's Tony DeCoppel on his tough stance leading up to the Gaza peace plan.
When I think I have to say no, I say it. And that's my job. My job is to protect the Jewish state and assure the future of the Jewish people. That means assuring the future of the state of Israel.
Supreme Court takes up congressional redistricting maps today. Legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
The big issue is whether or not states can consider race when they're drawing district lines, or if that violates the Constitution, and specifically the 14th Amendment and the 15th Amendment.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Northwood State Senator Mary Felskowski said she's not seeking a run for higher office in 2026. The state lawmaker from Tomahawk said she would remain a state senator after months of thought, prayer, and discussions with her husband. Shali Pittman reports.
Senator Felskowski had been rumored as a potential candidate for Congress or for governor next year. If she had decided to run in the governor's race, she would have faced several challengers in the Republican primary, including Congressman and former state lawmaker Tom Tiffany, along with Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and medical technician Andy Mansky.
The government shutdown could affect November's food benefits. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
Wisconsin officials are being told to hold off on sending out next month's food benefits. A new letter from the U.S. Department of Agriculture warns the state not to process November SNAP payments yet. The department says the money for the program only lasts through October unless the shutdown ends. It could impact thousands of Wisconsin families who rely on the benefits. The USDA says they're working on plans in case the shutdown continues.
Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to limit political donations made with a credit card. The proposed bill would bar political parties and candidates from accepting online credit card donations unless the contributor making the donation provides a verification code and a U.S. address. The legislation was discussed in a state committee assembly last week, and some questioned how the state could enforce the additional requirements. Republican lawmakers say the bill is an election integrity measure. VA medical clinics in Wisconsin are offering flu shots for military veterans. The Wisconsin Rapids and the Wausau VA clinics are open for walk-ins on Thursdays from 8:30 to 3:30 through November 28th. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Dodgers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Dodgers winning Game 2 of the National League Championship Series 5-1 over the Brewers. L.A. now up 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. So what's the solution? The Brewers' Christian Yelich.
Yeah, I mean, we just got to play better. It's not an ideal start to the series by any means. Like, it's not what you want to get off to, but just got to continue to battle and find a way to get the offense going. You know, I got to be better. We got to be better. Just facts, you know. So fly out tonight, take the off day tomorrow, and be ready to battle in Game 3.
Game 3 tomorrow night in L.A. at 5:08. NFL, the Packers trying to figure out why they've given up 60 points in the fourth quarter in just the first five games of the season.
We're just like, why is that happening? Are we running out of gas? They got the ball to start the second half. They go on that 18-play drive or whatever it was. I mean, ate up 10 minutes off the clock. I don't know. Does that gas you out?
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Rapids home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans, a lingering shower possible in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cool with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, an isolated shower after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, a few scattered showers with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 46.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Bob Kennedy Jr. says that circumcision could be linked to autism via Tylenol. Dr. Kristen Lierley will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning, 7:06. Nice to have you back here up north. Wednesday morning now, October 15th, 2025. Already halfway through the month of October here, and temperatures ranging from a low of a 43 in Antigo and Eagle River to 54 down in southeast Wisconsin. It is 46 right now in Wausau and in Rapids, 48 in La Crosse, 46 in the Chippewa Valley, 52 in Madison right now. And again, nice to have you along. Ellie Bordeaux, Up North News newsletter editor, is going to be joining us in just a bit here. Then at the bottom of the hour, we'll be talking to State Senator Chris Larson. We originally booked him to talk about his bill that would increase taxpayer transparency for the voucher school program. But there was also a rather contentious debate in the State Senate yesterday about a resolution honoring Charlie Kirk, to the point where Senator Larson's microphone got cut off by the Senate president because she did not like the things that Senator Larson was saying about Charlie Kirk's, you know, life and record. And so I'm sure we'll talk to the senator about that as well. That and so much more still ahead. And first, I've got to acknowledge a few things in the mailbag here on the text line. Dave in New Berlin first said that he just got into work and he missed the history lesson from last hour. He is very unhappy about that. And says, talk about Brewers baseball, which we don't want to do, Dave. The team did not look good, Parker. The team.
I wonder if that's a command telling us to talk about Brewer baseball because he missed us talking about it earlier, or he's like, ugh, talk about Brewer baseball.
I wondered if it might be that. Yeah, you can't often read the tone. And then he has a classic follow up. Talk about Dave from New Berlin. He likes to hear his name on the radio. Well played, Dave from New Berlin.
Fair enough.
You are there. So thank you for that. And the Brewers lose 5-1. They're down 2-0. The series heads to Los Angeles now, and they will play tomorrow. Oops, I got to fix that banner on the screen here on social media. That's actually game 3 that will be played tomorrow. I wish we could do a do-over for game 2, but it's actually game 3. Tomorrow coverage starts at 4:30 on several Civic Media stations. And so there you go. Hopefully the Dodgers have run out of good starting pitchers. I know. I'm laughing. They've got a $500 million payroll. The odds are kind of against that.
I was just thinking Clayton Kershaw about that, too.
Let's see. Also in the comment sections from YouTube, from Rob, good morning from Tigerton. It's cloudy and 46 degrees. Had about a third of an inch of rain overnight. Has a doctor's appointment in Shawano, then getting his papers faxed over for the state. Right. We did need the rain. It was very welcome. It seems the Brewer bats always cool off in their NLCS appearances. Yeah, true that. And then also wants to make note that Ellie does an excellent job with the newsletter. I get them. It is very informative. So we got to pass that on to Ellie in a moment here. And Tony finally reminds us the Brewers won 14 straight games this year. They can do 4 in a row yet here in the playoffs. Thank you, Tony. We needed to hear that. So, all right, well, let's bring in Ellie Bordeaux, newsletter editor for Up North News. You can sign up for the newsletter over at upnorthnewswi.com. Ellie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
We're good, thank you. And I was looking at today's newsletter. I see that you included, first I saw the photo of you and your boyfriend Jaisal at a Brewer game, and I thought, were you at the playoff game last night? And then had to do the newsletter that goes out at 6 a.m. and then radio at 7 a.m. And then, of course, I read the caption, and it's from a game that you guys went to in April, but still.
Yeah, no, we were not at the game last night. That would have been a little bit of a late night, but I know a lot of people that were, and a little disappointing for sure. But
yeah, do you know one of my one of the things I hoped to do this year was I noticed they do a lot of crowd shots when you're covering baseball games, and that's fine. And I know enough people who are always talking about going to the Brewers games that I was like making it a point this year in the crowd shots. I wanted to be able to say, I know that person. You know, might have been Joe Zepecki or maybe Parker using the radio station tickets or something. Luke Mathers, other friends who've gone to games, and I was 0-for this season. I did not see in the crowd shots, but I will continue to watch because it. I firmly believe the series is coming back to Milwaukee for Game 6 next Monday, and we'll be checking out the crowd then. Maybe one of you two will be getting to Game 6 tickets between now and then.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, right after you rob that bank. Yeah, exactly. So Ellie makes mention of, you know, how nice it is to go to the ballpark and see a game. And then, you know, gets into all kinds of other things like must-see attractions in Wisconsin. There's a few different examples of that lately, Ellie, because people really seem to like to visit Wisconsin in the fall.
Yeah, this is true. There are a ton of things on this list: Devil's Lake State Park, the Apostle Islands, the Wisconsin Dells, House on the Rock, Tully Heston, all those kinds of things. I think those are super cool attractions. Some of the things I haven't even been to yet, and they're on my Wisconsin bucket list, and I've lived here my whole life, you know? So make sure you go visit those. I think the list that they have on here is a pretty good compiling of.
Oh, I mean, it includes Door County. It includes Lambeau Field. And frankly, I hadn't been to Door County until last year. My wife grew up in Manitowoc County. She'd never been to Door County until last year. And we went for a drive around it and said, we definitely have to spend a weekend here one of these times. So, yeah, there's always something for everybody to discover in some way, shape or form. And we've done that with a few things here. We've you had a story recently about fall cabin getaways. Again, there's all kinds of things that people study about types of travel.
Right. Yeah. Wisconsin is definitely, I think, something that people don't necessarily always look out for, but it always ends up on the list, you know, like in one way or another. So this list is from Texas Real Estate Source. They did a survey of, I think, like 3,000 people and asked, where would you want to have a cabin in the fall? And Wisconsin made the list three times. And yeah, I mean, Wisconsin, I think Wisconsin in the fall is the best season. And especially up north, like you get to see all the fall colors. There are beautiful drives. There are beautiful lookout points. Like you just can't beat it. So,
and the thing is, we're not quite there yet. Folks watching us on social media will notice that I put up a new photo of Lake Wasota taken yesterday, or I'm sorry, day before. And we don't have the morning fog in there, but you also notice the trees haven't really changed yet. There's some hints of yellow out there, but not much. And I think because we had plenty rain this summer that it's taking a while for the leaves to change. And so my message to everybody else is, if you think you missed it up north, you haven't. Plan a weekend, come on up here and get around.
Totally. Yeah, there's still a lot of green going on, even in like central Wisconsin where I am. There's still a lot of green, so there's I don't think it has even reached its peak yet, so definitely go up north and check it out.
Yeah. And then there's some news stories being covered in here as well. It's not all about travel and events. For example, we had a story this week on Port Washington getting set to break ground on an AI data center project, but residents are trying to fight back. And the story there by one of our freelance writers explains some of the issues that are at stake in this project.
Yeah, there's been a lot of pushback on that in Port Washington. And I know there's some other data plans that have been talked about being proposed that have received pushback as well. So this story goes into that. It's a really great description of what's going on. What does it mean for that city? What does it mean for Wisconsin? What does the data center do? Those kinds of things. So it's really informative and lets you know what is this? Why is this important? Why is this relevant to me? And all that sort of stuff.
We're talking to Ellie Bardot, who does the newsletter for Up North News now. And how did you, how would you gauge the response when you asked people to send in, you know, some kind words and photos of their favorite small businesses in some of their hometowns?
I have gotten a ton of great responses. It's when I do my Locals Love section on Fridays, it's sometimes hard to pick what to feature, you know, because I get so many great responses and there's so many things I want to highlight. And I definitely, if you send them in, I will get to them, you know. But people love their towns. People love their small businesses, just absolutely raving about boutiques, different shops, different wineries, cafes, all that kind of stuff. So I love hearing those types of things. And it also selfishly is things that I can check out, you know, and show right. other people that live in that area, like, oh, you should go check this out. People really like this. So I asked on Friday for people to send in their favorite pizza spots. And so hopefully I get some good responses there. Because
I was going to say, you're getting some good answers there, I'll bet, for this coming Friday's issue.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I'm getting a lot of good responses for sure. And again, it's a little, it's nice for me because then I'm like, oh, when I'm in this area, oh, I can go absolutely. Check this place out, you know?
Yes. Well, we could set up pizza tours. Like, you know, for a weekend, go spend this place on Friday, this place Saturday, this place Sunday, and go try the pizzas in all these places. And then the next right. weekend, go to this part of the state and do the pizzas, yes. you know, here, here, and here. We've done that on the radio a couple of times here where we've asked people to just put in the comment sections their favorite, you know, non-chain pizza places. And the comment section fills right up. And so I don't doubt that you're getting responses for that, for pizza. And so then will you at that point kind of just go back to small businesses in general? You just want to see something specific like pizza about the response, or do you have other categories that you're looking at doing for your Locals Love section on Fridays?
Yeah, we're going to do a different category every Friday. So every Friday I'm going to ask for something a little bit different. This week was pizza. Next week, I'm not sure. You'll have to stay tuned and find out. But yeah, we'll check out something different every week. And it is a great way to highlight different small businesses around the state and get people going to those spots. So it's really great.
And of course, we've right away started on the text line. Dave in New Berlin is nominating Crossroads 2 in, believe it or not, New Berlin.
Noted.
Dave's a local. So yeah, we thought since he was the first one to throw something in this morning, we'd give a shout out to the folks at Crossroads Pizza as well. And by the way, I'm glad that you asked not just for people to talk about their favorite business or pizza place, but to send the photos in as well. There's something we don't do now, but we did when the newsletter first started 5 years ago, was ask people just to send in like weather pics. And that way we would have, you know, user generated content. That's one of the buzzwords of the industry there. Mm-hmm. And we would get inundated with photos of people that wanted to show, you know, the field across from their house or the lake or, you know, the birds up in the trees or whatever that shows things off. And I think people genuinely enjoy sending photos in of things around their community, whether it's their favorite business or things like that. So I'm glad to see you're getting a good response to that.
Yeah, definitely. I love getting photos in too. And I also especially wanted people to tell me, why is it your favorite? What makes it so great? You know, is it the service? Is it the people? Is it the pizza? What is it? You know, so I love getting photos and I love getting all those responses. So it's really great.
It is. The only downside is that sending photos is still a little iffy. And I mean, sometimes the photos come through as normal size photos and right. sometimes they don't, you know, they adjust the file size or something. And you've got these photos that if you tried to look at them on your screen, the pictures are this big. Right. And then you get some other photos where it's like, you need to squint like this. It's a little tiny postage stamp that they sent in.
Right. Like and this big and all pixelated. And
all pixelated. It's like, you really want to use the photo. And so I send this note back like, can you send it at a different file size? Oh, no, I don't even ask anymore. That just opens a whole can of worms. But
right.
do feel free to try to send your photos yes. in. Send them in to us. Respond to the newsletter. Sign up at upnorthnewswi.com. Ellie Bardot, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you. All right. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we will be talking to State Senator Chris Larson about the Charlie Kirk resolution debate yesterday and taxpayer transparency for voucher schools. Live from Lake Wissota, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapid Support over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapid Support at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Looking forward to it. And again, the Business Expo happening October 28th, 2 to 6. From 4 to 6, it will be free and open to the public over at Bullseye Golf Club. The Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals is like the day right after. You got a busy week that week.
Yes, we do. It is this Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals is actually happening at the Chamber, and it's going to take place from 11:30 to 1 p.m., and it is for safety professionals. It is free for Chamber members. Our registration does close October 22nd, so if this is a topic that interests you, if you're into things like risk assessment, if you're a company that deals with anything relating to safety, like this is an event that you aren't going to want to miss, and you can register by heading over to our website. Again, that's wisconsinrapidschamber.com. We have a keynote speaker. It is Chris Bartek from ERCO Worldwide, and we are going to be talking about risk assessment, new approaches to identifying and mitigating workplace hazards. And so it's just going to be a very insightful discussion pertaining particularly to safety, which I think is really important to kind of get a group of people who have that similar background to kind of share ideas and bring new things to the table.
Yeah, Chris really knows what he's talking about. He's a great one to have hosting this or being your main speaker. And information can go so far with something like this. I've heard in the time I've been in this area and other areas I've lived in, I've heard of businesses going under because they didn't have they just didn't check this box. It wasn't safe, or they thought they had everything checked off, and there was that one thing that they didn't think about because they're new to this world. You bring up a great point. If you're a new business, this is really almost vital for you to have. Maybe you've thought of everything, and maybe you did, and this will just be reaffirming that. But in case you haven't, to leave this kind of thing just up to chance is not a good idea. And hearing Chris, not only is Chris a good talker and funny and everything, but really knows his stuff and really able to answer these questions again face to face. If in the speaking, he doesn't answer something you wanted to know, you'll be able to ask probably. It's a great opportunity, great resource, and your business will thank you for it. Networking Exchange for Safety Professionals, October 29th, over at the Chamber, 11:30 to 1. And this is free for Chamber members you mentioned, but others should register.
Yes, please do at the link in our website.
Yeah, and we'll give you that information before we wrap up. We are speaking with our friend Danielle Wettstein, marketing specialist with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Danielle, I wanted to get to just a couple of other things before we let you go here. One of them, the Small Business Showcase, a fantastic event right around the corner in November because October's just flying by.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our Small Business Showcase is perfect just in time for the holidays. It is going to be taking place from November 29th to December 12th. And so basically what we're doing is, on the business end of it, as a small business in the area, you can promote it during the busiest shopping season of the year. We take 45 business members and we put them on a passport. So then customers can grab that passport and come into your shop, and then they can stamp it every single time that they come in. And then with those stamps, they are able to redeem that for certain rewards. It's just a really great way to get exposure, and also to just kind of build that community again, just being invested in the Wisconsin Rapids community.
Mm-hmm.
For a non-member business to participate, it is $100. For a member, it is $50 plus a raffle prize, and we are taking registrations through October 31st, so until the end of the month. And if this is something that you're interested in, again, please visit our website at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
I don't think there's a business in the area that couldn't be benefited by this, no matter if you've been around for 100 years or you just opened your doors. Everybody could use more exposure, more ability to be able to be out there, be seen. I don't know about you, Danielle, but I know that I've run into a number of people where, oh, I didn't even know this was in town.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they find something that's been here for a while or something like that. So we've all heard those stories before. But there's another thing, and Danielle brought this up, and I really appreciate you doing so, because it's something I mention with the chamber all the time. The chamber constantly, every day, we have examples of the chamber investing in our community and putting into our community and promoting our community. It's, you know, part of the mission statement, part of what you guys do over there. But as a business, it means something to also be a part of the chamber and to kind of show, hey, I care about this area. I'm backing this area. I'm investing in it. We see businesses that you, being blunt about it, and I know the people over there, I talk to them all the time, but Culver's. Culver's is pretty well known. I don't think Culver's needs to go put a ton into the advertising budget to make sure that people know there's a Culver's. But you see Culver's all the time advertising. You see them putting their name on things because they want to invest in their community. They want to back their community. That's why you see that going on. Yes, maybe it sells a couple extra butter burgers or whatever, but being blunt about it, they're fine. They're doing okay. They do these things because they want to show, hey, we care about this area. Hey, we care about this community. So they invest in the community by doing things like that. And this is an opportunity for you to be in that kind of realm, in that kind of area with your business. You know, hey, everybody knows about this place. It's been around 50 years, but they're a chamber member because they back the community.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Another thing that I personally really like about the Small Business Showcase is that it honestly just builds excitement about your business. Being able to see people like walking down the street with their passports in hand, like in groups, like people will go with their passports in groups and they will hit up each and every single store just so they can get that stamp on their passport, and just kind of seeing that excitement around these amazing businesses in our community, like it's just very fulfilling. And so I think it's just a great thing to be a part of.
It's a really good point. It's just fun. Like sometimes that's enough. it's fun. There's plenty of other factors that I've rambled about and Danielle has touched on and everything, but I think that the end thing to take away is this is a lot of fun. It's a really cool event too. I love the passport part. That's a great part of this. So with all of these events we've talked about and the different things going on in our area, keep in mind, everybody, we just scratched the surface of November. There's Coffee with the Chambers coming up and Rekindle the Spirit at the end of the month. There's so many things going on in November that we'll be getting into next month, of course. But be on the lookout for it and find out more about our Wisconsin Rapids Chamber. And Daniela, if people want to register or find out more about some of these events, what's the best way for them to reach out or find out more?
Yeah, so our website is always really great, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Otherwise, you can directly call us at 715-423-1830.
Be sure to bookmark that webpage, everybody, wisconsinrapidschamber.com. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. It's a great way to keep up to date on things that are going on in their area. And you can share their posts on your page. You just never know who might see it otherwise. Danielle, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you.
Say hi to the staff over there for us, and we'll see you again real soon. And we appreciate you joining us, everybody out there. Thanks so much for being here. And a big thank you to our friends at Crockett Septic for sponsoring the show. We appreciate them. We'll have more coming up for you on the Rapids Report.
Your
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. 97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
So over the past 30 days, there's been 42 confirmed flocks of birds and one livestock operation that have all been impacted by high-path avian influenza. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. So the message of biosecurity on all farms is critical at this time of the year. Danielle Biddick-Weedle is a veterinarian herself and owner of Preventalytics. She says that biosecurity is something that you should consider an investment for your overall farm health.
I always say biosecurity is kind of like an insurance plan. It's really hard to measure if it's working, because if disease isn't there, you want to attribute, you know, your farm animal care program that's administered through the National Milk Producers Federation works on a lot of things, just basic animal care things. Clean water, clean bedding, good nutrition, having a herd health program, having a veterinarian of record, having a vaccination plan, a deworming plan. All those are kind of the foundations for biosecurity, and those are investments producers make.
Danielle Biddick-Weedle, vet and owner of Preventalytics, encourages all farms to take a look at their biosecurity plan. If you've got questions, reach out to your co-ops or other industry leaders and find out what they can do to assist you. Also, make sure you're minimizing farm cross-contamination, trying to move cattle less, especially during the winter. And if there's people around your farming operation, make sure they're entering clean and thinking about your biosecurity plan as well. Markets are next.
What a win!
That's how you finish a season.
Pioneer brand four-seed Enlist corn dominated DeKalb SmartStax and VT4 Pro.
An average 7.1 bushels per acre yield advantage across more than 24,000 comparisons.
Plus, all that corn rootworm protection and herbicide flexibility?
That's a dream team.
That's Pioneer brand four-seed Enlist corn. In it to win it.
Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. Visit pioneer.com/rootworm.
Whether it's finally getting that blue ribbon or enjoying too many carnival rides, we all have memories of the fair. Here's your chance to share those stories in our Everybody Has a Fair Story contest. The Midwest Farm Report is teaming up with the Wisconsin Association of Fairs as they look for the grand champion fair story. Enter the Fair Story contest for a chance to win a cash prize at MidwestFarmReport.com.
Tuesday, the 40-pound block cheese was up 3¾ cents at 170¾. Double A butter up 2 at 164. December corn this morning down a penny at 412. November beans right now unchanged 1007. July wheat up a penny at 542. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
Meteorologist Brandon Bormans, a lingering shower possible in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and cool with highs in the mid-50s. For tonight, an isolated shower after midnight, lows in the mid-40s. On Thursday, a few scattered showers with mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 60s. Current temperature is 46.
And welcome back to our true crime podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney!
It's on!
And save! Badgers win the shootout!
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal! At the horn! Badgers finish Michigan!
Badger hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, TV host, and host of the Travel Tales podcast, Mike Siegel. Then Tim Sowers from the Overture Center joins me to light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Coming up later across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network, we've got some more great talk shows, and they've got some great guests to tell you about as well. Let's see, Matt Nair on Air follows us from 9 to 11, and Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be joining Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach coming up at 9:35 this morning. Todd Alba's show from 2 until 4 is live from the Majestic Theater in Waukesha for the world premiere of the movie No Packers, No Life. So you're not going to want to miss that coming up today on Todd's show. And then Maggie Dawn from 4 until 6. One of her guests includes Professor Charles Franklin from Marquette of the Marquette University Law School Poll, the Marquette Poll. We'll be talking about that with Maggie Dawn. Again, all that and more. And if you want more information on anything that's happening on the Civic Media Radio Network, you should get their daily newsletter. Head over to Substack, civicmediatoday.substack.com. Always great to welcome back to the program State Senator Chris Larson from the Milwaukee area here in our weekly homeroom segment, where we will be talking about school voucher taxpayer transparency, but then a few other things that are coming up as part of the legislature's fall session as well. Senator Chris Larson, good morning. How are you?
Good. Good to see you, Pat. Happy to be on. I'd be doing a little bit better if our Brewers were able to light the bats up yesterday.
Amen to that. Yep. We got to solve that starting pitching problem for them. And hopefully, the bats can wake up in time and get the series back to Milwaukee for a raucous game six. Things were a little raucous on the floor of the State Senate yesterday, where I served many moons ago. And I'm certainly familiar with how floor debate can go on things that might have a bit of a partisan split. And it's unfortunate that we have a partisan split when talking about Charlie Kirk, because we can all denounce political violence in its many forms. But there should also be something said for being able to denounce, you know, things that a murder victim may have said in their life. And you and others were... big loud noise there. Somebody was scratching the microphone or something. Anyway, we had people that, like yourself, that were trying to tell a more complete version of Charlie Kirk's life because of the debate over this resolution honoring him on what would have been their 32nd birthday. And at one point, Senate President Mary Felskowski just cut your mic off. Tell folks what it is that you were saying and why you were interrupted that way.
Yeah, so we, you know, this I think this was thrown on there specifically to try and you know, give a nod to not just to be able to say the life and legacy and to grieve, which is important, right, and to condemn political violence, because this did not condemn political violence, which we saw as a huge glaring omission. And so two senators spoke before me, Senator Drake and Senator Johnson, spoke very well, highlighting the career of Charlie Kirk that was steeped in white supremacy and of trying to create white men as being victims in our society, which has created so many of the problems that we have. And so they pointed out specific quotes, and I think that kind of increased the temperature of the room. And I wanted to talk specifically about political violence of the nature that's being carried out by our federal government right now under the direction of Donald Trump. And so I think I built a crescendo to the point where they were not wanting to hear any of what Trump had done. And, you know, this kind of goes to what I think a lot of people realize, which is Republicans don't want to hear about it. They kind of have you have a picture of somebody with their hands over their ears and their eyes shut, because if they know about it, then they have to do something about it or say something about it. So it's pointing out the violence where you have masked men who are coming in and taking people in the dead of night without warrants, where just south of us in Chicago, they are rappelling down on Black Hawk helicopters and zip tying kids in the streets, where they shot a pastor, David Black, in the head with pepper balls, who was simply praying outside of an ICE facility. You have a reporter who was detained under false pretenses. So this is continuing to happen in America. And so if we are going to be denouncing, if they're refusing to denounce violence writ large, this is all included in that. And I think that that's something that they should all have to answer for. In the midst of it, they decided to grab the shut off the mic because they didn't want to hear all of this. The debate was concluded. So I find it very ironic, considering part of what they were trying to say was that he was that Charlie Kirk was somebody who believed in the First Amendment and the ability to be able to talk through your problems. And at that moment, that's when they cut off my mic and they cut off the debate for anybody to be able to speak. And they did a parliamentary procedure where it's called calling the question, something you're familiar with, Pat. Which means that everything has to shut down and no one else is allowed to talk anymore. So it's really the latest in a series of sad moments for our democracy and free speech.
Well, it gets to the whole notion of, before we were talking about DEI, we were talking about CRT, critical race theory, and, the more complete telling of our history in this country. So I'm not really surprised to hear that folks also did not want to hear a more complete telling of the history of Charlie Kirk. You can still be very much opposed to political violence, but again, the deification of Charlie Kirk stops right here. We're talking to Senator Chris Larson, Democrat from Milwaukee, and that was some of yesterday's action on the state Senate floor. Let's get to something that probably will not see action on the state Senate floor, but should. And it is the ongoing work that you and others are doing to try to help taxpayers understand the burgeoning, the exploding cost of taxpayer-supported vouchers for families to send their kids to private, usually religious schools. And I always have to set it up this way. I'm not saying that we're opposed to private schools. Sure. Not at all. You want to go? Go. But asking all the taxpayers of Wisconsin to help pay for it when we're already paying for a school system, that's a totally different thing. And Senator, what do you have in your bill there that would make things more transparent to taxpayers?
Yeah, well, it's important to recognize that these things are built on an unequal playing field. And it was 30 years ago now, Pat, that the voucher system came to be. And this was supposed to be as a limited experiment. And the justification was the competition, the free market competition was going to improve public schools and provide these opportunities for low-income kids. Since then, that claim has not been uttered in over a decade. They scrapped that. They eliminated the idea that this was going to be limited very early on. They also increased the income eligibility to triple it. And one of the things that they did is they made it so that it is in a single year. By the way, the cost now is about $700 million per year. With no strings attached. And so this is attaching those strings and going back to the original heart of what they were meant to do. One of the big ones that we're going to be introducing is about eligibility, that if you are, if you would like to have this taxpayer funded private education, then you have to meet the income eligibility every single year. I think a lot of people might not realize that if it's 1 year you qualify, that the child is in, they can have their entire career funded by taxpayers. So we will have income eligibility every single year. One of the other things that's unique about the voucher program is that the teachers and the educators and the administrators do not have to be certified in the roles that they're in, which is a big loophole. So we have a bill that would correct for that, to make sure that teachers are teachers, administrators are administrators, and principals are principals, not just somebody grabbing a group of friends and putting together a scam school, which is a majority of the schools when this thing first started. They fell by the wayside. Another one is to make sure that there's a big loophole that allows for virtual schools. This is where they don't have a physical presence and can be accepted from across the entire state. Actually, last year, $65 million went to these virtual schools with no footprint and are siphoning dollars from places across the state. So this is trying to make sure that you have to at least have a physical presence within the state and curtail that profiteering model. So we have a number of other things that would do this, making sure that there's an automatic increase when vouchers get an increase. Right now, the opposite is true. Whenever there's an increase for public school funding, private schools automatically get an increase. We'd also make sure that money follows the kid This would stop the practice where private schools are kicking kids out after the count day. There's this two census days. And I keep hearing report. I heard another one on Monday from a school worker who is retired. He's saying, oh, yeah, with the week after the kids come back, the kids are coming in from these private schools and the money never follows them. Anti-discrimination, private schools taking public dollars should not be allowed to discriminate, should not be allowed to kick out kids based off of gender, based off of sexual orientation, or based off religious orientation. And but, a lot of that is happening. They can discriminate for whatever reason. Students with disabilities, the teachers are not required, as public schools are, to follow their individualized education program to make sure that they're actually getting the tools that they need. So this levels the playing field all across the board to make sure that a lot of the promises that have been made about the voucher program are actually in law and not just a pinky swear.
We are talking to State Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee. And one other aspect that might not be in this package, but again, I feel is necessary to bring up, are enrollment caps. Because enrollment caps, you know, putting a cap on enrollment for these vouchers for eligibility is what's kept the growth from exploding. And those caps, if I'm not mistaken, come off in the, not this school year, but maybe the next school year. And if that actually happens, I mean, $700 million now, who knows how they're going to blow the barn doors off the state budget if that happens. Is there a move afoot as well to at least try to get Republicans on the record of voting on whether to keep those caps in place or let them expire?
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up, Pat. Yes, that is the caps coming off is a huge explosion we are waiting for. And we put that as an amendment moving forward. We tried to amend it in the budget, and we have an amendment that is being led by Representative Christian Phelps. And so we are trying to make sure that those caps are reinstituted, because you're right. There are schools, private schools, that are looking to do huge expansions based off of this provision to be able to say, okay, we can take all of these kids and keep the ones that we want, keep the easiest to teach ones, and then kick out all the other ones to public schools, which is what is happening and has been happening for 30 years. So we are in danger. So as they're talking about limited dollars at the local level, local schools have to keep going to referendum to try and make up the gap from the state, where they are $3,380 behind where they should be, adjusting for inflation, where we were 18 years ago per student. So they have to make up for it for referendums. It's going to get way worse. Schools will close. More schools will close. They will have to keep going to referendum, and school districts may have to fold unless we have an equal playing field and the state rededicates itself to ensuring every child has a quality education.
State Senator Chris Larson from Milwaukee. We didn't have time to get into it, but there's a Republican package of bills that would lead to more repealing of state regulations. And we did share your comments yesterday about that, about really, can you put a price on clean air or water? So we appreciate that you are following that package as well. And thank you very much for your time this morning on all of these matters. Chris, thanks so much. I hope you have a great day.
Thanks for all you do. Appreciate it, Pat.
All right.
Have a good one.
Thank you. Coming up in our next hour, we'll be talking to Earl Ingram about what's coming up on his What's Going On podcast, and Melissa Baldoff with our climate check, and the national chair of Protect Our Care, about the government shutdown. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
As the year winds down, it's time for a financial tune-up. Here are some steps to consider. If you're 73 or older, you'll need to take required minimum distributions from traditional retirement accounts to avoid a 25% penalty on any amount you should have withdrawn but didn't. And if you're still working, consider ramping up your pre-tax retirement contributions. Not only will this help your future self, but it might reduce your current tax bill. Now is a good time to review your investments. Did they perform as expected? Do they still match your goals? You may need to rebalance. One more thing. If you've had major life changes like marriage, divorce, or a new baby,
Review the beneficiary designations on all bank and brokerage accounts. These often override what's written in your will. Taking care of these and other financial tasks now can help you start the new year on solid ground.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisor at 715-421-0958.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In recent weeks, the level of activity from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has increased quite a bit. There was a raid in Manitowoc at a Walmart parking lot where dairy workers were known to congregate, a series of arrests in Madison, and in Milwaukee, ICE is looking to expand its operations significantly by seeking office space downtown to go along with a new field office on the city's northwest side. This has been concerning for many, and not without reason. A recent large-scale ICE raid in an apartment building in Chicago saw reports of armed federal agents breaking down doors, U.S. citizens detained for hours on end, and children being dragged from their homes in the middle of the night. While the American immigration system has a host of problems, this kind of violent show of force is not an acceptable way to address these problems. And ICE also just received an injection of $45 billion in the One Big Beautiful Bill, so it is imperative for all of us to hold ICE accountable and speak out when things go too far. Right now, things are going way too far.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this Tuesday, October 14th, 2025. Have your host, James, with us and with you. And with us right now, David Farnborough, and it's Realty Radio. David, one of our favorite segments we get to do in the month, talking a little bit about our local real estate and different things that are affecting our area. And you have such a great approach to this topic. I always look forward to the things we're going to get into. When you sent over the topic, it took me a second. I'm like, wow, this is so good. I think that we haven't done this one, though, and it seemed like one that seems like a really good one to do. We're going to be diving into Energy Awareness Month, and that's a really important topic, especially in 2025.
It is, James. It's wonderful to be back with you again. And the topic is Energy Awareness Month from my perspective as a realtor. So you might think, well, what's that got to do with buying and selling real estate? Well, these aren't just homes that people buy and sell. They're homes that we live in, and they're homes that we have our bills to pay in, and they're homes that we want to make sure are not too cold during the winter and not too hot in the summer. So this is something where a well-informed realtor can really help out a buyer or seller to help them get the best advantage from some of the energy efficient systems and programs that are now out there. I've been a Focus on Energy ambassador now, I think, for about 5 years. It's something that I saw offered to me, and I thought this would be a good idea to sign up for. I'm always one for doing a course or a training, because as far as I can see, the more information I have, the better I can serve my buyers and sellers.
Mm-hmm.
So
where, what is this organization you're speaking of exactly? And what have you learned or gained from being a part of it?
Well, this is Focus on Energy.
Focus on Energy. Just want to make sure.
Right. And Focus on Energy exists outside of real estate. That's just part of what they're involved in. It is a statewide organization. They may have it in other states. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't really care about that because I'm licensed in the state of Wisconsin. But the one that I deal with is based in Madison, and it really is wonderful. The goal behind it is to help buyers, not buyers and sellers, to help homeowners make the most of their energy, to try and cut down fuel bills if they can. Just let our fossil fuels last a little bit longer, and also just make people aware of some of the advances that there have been in the technology, which really helps us in terms of appliances and the systems of our home. It is a cooperative endeavor between a lot of the utility companies all over the state. For example, our own Wisconsin Rapids Waterworks and Lighting Commission takes part in it, as does the Adams Columbia Electric Cooperative, Alliant Energy, and We Energies. Mm-hmm. And they've got a list of about 40 or 50 utility companies all over the state who all participate in this.
This is they've joined us before on the air here, some representatives of them, and we've talked a little bit about this, and not so much with real estate, but it does tie in, because one of the things that I thought was really noteworthy, those companies you mentioned there and everything, business 101, make as much money as you can. These businesses, that's not necessarily the MO. That's not necessarily what they're trying to do, especially when we're talking about city works places and stuff like that, where it's so much more about efficiency and the proper amount of energy being spread out, and homes and houses and businesses being able to thrive and you know, find whether it's a cost-cutting way or just a better way to heat your home or your business, being able to do that. And then there's the part of this, David, that there's a lot of gray area that we've covered before when it comes to buying a home or selling a home or something like that. You've already, fast forwarding, say you've already done this. You've bought a new home. You're there. But you're used to paying so much for utilities. You're used to paying so much for this. My old place that I lived in for 10 years, I always paid this amount. When these new numbers come up, they can be high or low, whatever it might be. Having an organization like this around to kind of go for data and be able to help people either cut costs or just, you know, hit the number you want to with some of these things. Not only is that all helpful, but this time of year, as we're getting closer and closer to turning on our heaters, it's very helpful.
That's right. And the thing that I can tell you if you're buying a home is that it actually starts before you buy. If you use a Focus on Energy ambassador realtor like me, then I do have an insight. I have done the training. I do have an insight into what might be the more energy efficient factors that are in your home already, the home you're buying. Maybe if you're seeing two or three homes, I might be able to tell you which of the homes has some better features. And I'll just go through a few of those features as examples. One of the things that we see, we don't always see it because it's usually hidden out of sight, is insulation. And usually if somebody's got an attic that isn't accessible by foot, you know, if you can't actually get up into the attic, if it's one you just stick head and shoulders up in and take a look around, you can still see the insulation. And I'm not an expert on this. I leave that to the home inspector. The home inspector will be able to make a good recommendation about the type of insulation you should have. In Wisconsin, they recommend that you should actually have sometimes about 16 inches of insulation in your attic. And generally that's the fiberglass type, but there's also a cellulose type, which is supposed to be very efficient. The other thing that your home inspector will tell you is if the insulation is the old type that might contain asbestos. in which case you need to have that removed by a properly qualified nickel.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Many federal workers won't get paid on this 15th day of a government shutdown. Alaska's Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Let's just end it. Let's get people back to work. Let's get people paid. Let's get functioning again.
The Senate voted last night but failed to pass the bill to end it. A fragile peace continues in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu spoke to CBS News exclusively.
There are Gazans who are fighting Hamas and are saying, we don't want this anymore. And a lot of people in Gaza now know that Hamas has brought catastrophic consequences to them because of its fanaticism.
Supreme Court's about to take up congressional redistricting again. Loyola Law's Dane Ciolino expects a quick decision.
The 2026 congressional elections are right around the corner, and the state of Louisiana and other states need to know what the rules are for redistricting.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.